Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday night, October the 10th, 2025. 15, coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. Chilly night, 54 degrees in clear skies. Matt is at Slimer tonight. So we've got Sean Crafton here sitting in for him. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Do want to remind everybody to come out to the Marion Kroger on Route 95 on October 27th. 5 to 7 p.m. It's Kids Night Out. Kids Night Out. Join them for fun games and spooky prizes. They'll also be collecting new and gently used coats and hats and gloves to donate to the Salvation Army. It's Kids Night Out at the 95 Kroger location, 5 to 7 p.m. on Monday, October 27th. Ghosts and Goblins Galore. How about that?
How about that?
How do you feel about Halloween?
I'm not a big Halloween-y person, you know.
But you look like a pumpkin.
Well, that's what everybody says. But,
There you go.
There you go. No, I used to hold my candy for, like, months. I used to go out. I used to hate going out and doing trick-or-treating. I never liked it.
Didn't they always dress you as a bowling ball?
No.
I heard that.
No. I was Mr. T one year.
Mr. T?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
I was. That was fun. I remember that. But I just never liked it.
Now, I know you like candy, though.
I like candy.
You're always eating candy. I don't like candy.
You don't like candy?
No.
Yeah, I like
candy. Not a big candy fan.
Yeah, I eat candy a lot.
Now, I'll have Butterfinger now and again. A Butterfinger now and again. But I'm not a big candy person.
You have Butterfinger since what, last year?
Yeah, I don't eat the candy.
Yeah.
See, you say you like Butterfingers, and then people get you a lot, and you don't eat as many as people get you.
They stay there and melt away.
People must not want to call and say hello to you tonight.
I guess not.
That's terrible.
I know.
Anyway, 740-383-9944. What were we talking about before we went to break there?
What was we talking about? I totally forgot.
Well, we talked about embarrassing moments. I do remember that. Well, we didn't get into this. Katie Porter had a temper. Remember the lady running for governor of California? And she's in newly released videos showing, you know, she's just angry at people. Now, what do you make of people in high places who have attitudes?
I think they're snobs, you know.
But this woman sounds like she might be a little unbalanced.
It could be. Could be. When I went out to Hollywood, you could tell the difference between a regular citizen and a Hollywood citizen. They are totally different.
Yell at you?
No, they didn't really yell at me, but when you ask questions or like directions or like that and somewhere in Hollywood, they don't like the... They're above you. You see what I'm saying? They're above you.
Are they?
Well, that's what they say.
You know, I was just thinking of another embarrassing moment.
What's that?
And I don't want to get into the story again because we've told it many times on the air.
Uh-huh.
But it was the time you ran over Jimmy Crum, about ran him over.
Oh, Jimmy Crum.
You were embarrassed by that.
Yep. I remember that. Yes. I did not try to run him over.
Well, so you say.
No, I did.
I don't know if that's true or not.
You don't think so?
You were in the car.
Yeah.
Why would you gun the car when he was stepping off the stoop there at Applebee's?
My foot slipped off the gas pedal off the...
Yeah, I bet it did. Is that what you had told the sheriff?
That's what I would have told the sheriff.
Okay. Do you think that would have got you off?
I don't know, maybe.
Manslaughter.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you would have killed the dean of sports?
I would never do that. He was a mean man, though.
See, there you go.
He was.
The man's been dead for 15, 16 years now.
I understand.
And you still take the man's name in vain.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I mean, yeah, God rest his soul, but I'm just saying. He was not a nice person.
What did he do to you? We still have never got to the bottom of this all these years later. What did Jimmy Crum, the dean of sports, do to you?
The way he talked to me that night in the car. Like, you went into Applebee's to check on the food thing.
He wanted bacon and eggs.
He was mad. Because he asked me in the car, he goes, does this place sell bacon and eggs? And I said, no, Jimmy. And he says, well, I wanted bacon and eggs. You guys told me he was going to go feed me bacon and eggs.
How would I know that he wanted bacon and eggs?
I have no idea. So he was mad.
He came in and ate. I mean, he sat there for hours.
And then you guys sit there, talk to each other.
What would you want me to do, sit in silence with the man?
No, but my goodness gracious. It was like, what time did we end up leaving there? Around 1?
Well, it was late, but I'm just saying, the man, you had to talk to him.
Yeah, I had to talk to him.
But you weren't talking very much.
I was not talking to him very much. I didn't care for the man.
Okay.
Be honest with you. I
still don't know what the problem was. You were excited to meet him when he came in?
I thought I was when I did. Yeah, at Buffalo Wild Wings.
No. Yes, that's where I met him. Yes, yes.
That's where we met, yeah.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
In the parking lot, yeah. Yeah. I'll never forget.
But you didn't like him.
Because me and your grandpa was driving all over the place trying to find this man.
Well, he got lost.
Because he got lost.
He got lost. In his van. He drove a minivan.
And he was upset about it.
Who?
Jimmy.
Upset about what?
Because he couldn't find us.
Well, how's that my fault?
That's right. He blamed it on us.
Okay. What did he say to you?
Well, he says, what did he say to me? Something about, something rude. I know that. I can't remember exactly because it's been so long ago. But he goes, where's Scott? He said something like an attitude or whatever, you know what I mean? And, me and your grandpa didn't like him.
He was nice when I met him, though. When he walked in Buffalo Wild, he looked like a lifesaver.
Yeah.
But he was, nice enough.
I don't know if he calmed down when he came in there or not, but, he was not, it was high.
He couldn't chew his food at that point in his life.
Yeah.
He had to use a fork and a knife to cut his food.
Well, yeah.
That's, maybe he was unhappy.
He could have been. He could have been.
But I thought he was a good performer. I made him say, how about that at the show?
Yeah.
Which was his famous saying.
Right.
It's okay.
Yeah. But.
About hit him, though.
I don't know why he would step off the curb when the car is moving.
Well, I think he started to step off the curb and then the car moved. And I can always say that I saved Jimmy Crumb's life. Because I grabbed him and pulled him off of the ground because you would have hit him. I swear to God, as I'm sitting here, we walked out the side door of Applebee's. You were going to pull the car around. It's, 1 o'clock in the morning. The lights are on. And the man goes to step off the curb. And as he does, you gun the car. And I grabbed his jet and pulled him back on the curb.
Well, what I was trying to do is trying to get up towards him, but then he stepped off the curb. I think that's what happened. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I wasn't.
That is the moment.
Yeah,
it'd have been a homicide.
Probably would have been.
And you would have made the front of the Columbus Dispatch for that. Well, Channel 4 would never let you in.
Probably not. Wouldn't let me see the Statue of Liberty, I guess, or Statue of Jimmy Crumb.
And there is one in there. We just saw it recently.
We have.
It's a plaque.
A plaque.
It's not a statue.
Not a statue.
But there is a plaque in the Channel 4 lobby about Jimmy Crumb.
Right.
Nobody knows who he is. No, but it's there.
Right.
It's a nice plaque.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But I'm not saying Jimmy Crumb did good deeds in his life. Like the, what's it called? Recreation Unlimited?
Recreation Unlimited in Ashley, Ohio.
So he did that.
There's a lake there, Crumb Lake or something.
But when he got older, he was not a very nice man afterwards.
Well, he had problems.
Yeah, so.
Does anybody remember Jimmy Crumb? Does anybody remember this fellow?
I don't know. 740-383-9945.
I think he retired years and years ago. Then I think he did those gutter cap commercials.
Yeah.
Who did you like? I introduced you to a lot of those Columbus, Ohio news legends.
Yeah.
Like Joel Holbrook, Mr. Weather.
I don't remember him too well when he came to the Night of the Thousand Stars. I don't remember him too well.
He came a couple times.
Yeah, I just don't remember him. But Joe Ione.
Joe Ione is not from Columbus. Joe Ione was WMRN.
WMRN.
Best newsman ever.
Who's the one who came to the, when we had the 1,000 stars at the, you know what I'm talking about.
Unkifer. Yeah, that's Joe Ione.
Yeah.
He's a Marion.
Oh, he was a Marion.
WMRN.
He was not a nice man.
Okay, here we go. Joe Ione was always a pleasure to me.
Well, yeah, to you, but it wasn't to me that night. You told me to go over and have him sit in front of his chair or whatever, and he didn't like it. He goes, I'll stay in here.
He was 90 years old at the time.
Well, I know, but Jimmy Christmas, I was just doing what you asked me to tell him to
do.
What
did you say to him?
I just said, Scott wants me to put you in the front row.
Yeah, because he was front row material.
Yeah.
But my understanding...
He didn't like that too well.
And then you came over to me, and I came over to Joe, and I said, Joe, let me get you... And he was fine. I got him a seat.
That's all I said to him.
He said that you didn't have seats for his family.
No, I did. I said the whole front row is for your family.
Okay, well, he must have misunderstood you.
He must have.
So I don't know what he said to you that was so hideous.
Oh, just like god-awful tone of his voice and everything.
You know, he was the best newsman in Marion, Ohio ever.
Oh, you think so?
I just said it.
I said, you think so, though.
Well, why would I say it if I did not mean it?
I don't know. I'm just asking you.
Yes.
Okay.
Ask me who the best newsman was in Marion, Ohio.
I thought you were going to say Madge Cooper.
She wasn't news.
Well, she did news. No. She did Farm Hour.
No, she was a talk show host. The best news person in WMRN was Joe Ione.
Maybe she hated Farm Hour.
Well, they hired her to write the Farm Hour. How do you write the Farm Hour?
I know.
But we're talking about Joe Ione.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I don't know why there's a problem there with Joe Ione. Joe came many times.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you need to spell Ione?
No.
I-O-N-N-O. I bet Adam couldn't spell it.
Oh, you think so?
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay, so who else did you have a run-in with? Joe Holbrook, you don't remember.
No, I don't remember Joe Holbrook.
Fritz the Night Owl.
Yeah, I knew him a little bit. I didn't know him that well, but I knew him a little bit.
He had some kind of anxiety issue.
Yeah, he had to take his medication outside before he came on.
Little high-strung.
Yeah.
Little high-strung.
Little high-strung, but he was nice.
Put those big glasses on.
Yeah.
Love to wear the big owl glasses.
I mean, think about it. He had to stand up there and do all those video pics all the time.
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I couldn't do it.
Colleen Marshall, my favorite.
You know, when we saw her last time, when was that? Like, it was this year.
Yeah, earlier this year.
Yeah, when was that?
May.
Okay. She's really nice. It's the first time I've met her in person.
Oh, she's a wonderful lady to me.
She was wonderful. She was actually a really nice lady.
You know, she was good friends with Jimmy Crum.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug Adair.
See, I don't remember him too well.
But he was there.
He was here. Yeah.
Doug Adair was a nice guy.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of those people who were very nice, cordial men.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Ganahl.
Yeah, I remember seeing Jim Ganahl. No, I don't think
you meant Jim Ganahl.
I didn't mean Jim.
I went to Jim Ganahl's house. And let me tell you,
yeah,
Jim.
You and Angie did that one.
Maybe. I don't remember. But I do remember being there with Jim. And Jim was a big man.
What's that got to do with
it? I'm just saying he was a big man. He was a big man. He knew he was a big man.
So?
Well, I'm just saying. You know, he was a big man on television. And when you saw him in person, he was still a big man.
Well, he had a health issue, I believe.
I believe he did.
So that's nothing to make fun of.
What did I make fun of?
I mean, yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm just telling you, he was a big man.
Well, yeah. So I'm a big man, too.
Well, okay. Does that lessen the fact that Jim Ganahl was a big man?
No, but... I don't understand what you're getting on here.
He's a big man. I'm just telling you, he's a big man. Okay. You noticed that when you sat with him.
Oh.
Because maybe you think he'll be a little smaller in person. Because they say that television puts weight on you.
10 pounds.
Well, I don't know how many cameras
10 to 20 pounds.
Well, I don't know how many cameras are pointed at him, but he is a big man.
He died, didn't he?
He did. God rest his soul.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I used to watch him on television.
He didn't like the way he looked.
Yeah.
He told me that.
He had, heart failure, right?
Heart failure. But Colleen said he liked to get into the food, though.
Yeah. So don't I.
Well, look what happened to him.
Yeah.
God rest his soul, Jim Ganahl.
Yeah.
One of the all-time greats.
Now, what was the other weatherman?
Who?
Bob Nunley.
He's going to.
He's gone too.
He's gone too. Yep.
Yeah.
They're all dead.
Now, he wasn't another nice man either. I met him.
Here we go.
I met him back in
the day. Now, why can I not say things about Jim Gunnall, but you can trash Bob Nunley and Doug Adair, and they're dead?
No, I'm just...
No, Jimmy Crumb.
I ain't calling him big or fat or ugly or...
I did not say fat or ugly. I said he was a big man.
But I'm just telling him I don't care for him.
What? I like Jim.
It's not because of the appearance.
I didn't say I disliked Jim. I liked Jim.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, he was a big man.
Okay.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, go. I don't know what this has to do with anything, but go into your Bob Nunley story.
No, at the Marion Popcorn Festival, you remember this, don't you?
I was there.
Remember we went back to the trailer, we interviewed him, you was going to interview him, but he was drunk.
No, I interviewed him.
But he was drunk.
He was drunk. Yes.
He was obnoxious.
He had tipped a few.
Yeah.
I mean, and after that, I don't think he liked me. Because I put the drunk interview on the air. But I had to, I advertised it. I said I was going to have Bob Nunley on the next morning. I can't help the man at drunk.
Yeah.
I tried to doctor it up the best I could.
Right.
Now, was that my fault?
No, but maybe he did get mad about putting it on the air.
Well, should I have lied and said, no, I didn't interview Bob Nunley? No, I did.
Yeah. So he was upset about that?
Well, I think. I mean, we never had a conversation about it, but he was a different kind of guy. I'll tell you that. There was something about Bob Nunley that was a little different.
Yeah.
Now, if you watched him on television, you probably thought he's all fun and games. But when you were around him in person, he had a little different side to him.
Right.
See, that's why I can't write a book, though. Like, stories like that, I can't do. I can't say Bob Nunley was drunk when I interviewed him, because that's, you know... God rest his soul.
Right. You said you have a book, right?
I do.
When you're going to release
it? Well, I can't, because it's all the truth. I tell the truth about everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like that. Like that, and you don't want to do that, because people get upset when they think you're trashing people.
So when are you going to release it?
Well, I don't know.
Your deathbed?
Well,
what?
When I'm dead or everybody else is dead.
Well, how are you going to release it when you're dead?
Well, I'll just tell people where it is.
Oh, okay. That'll be in your...
Well, I mean, but it's true. See, that's the thing. Now, if it was like Bob Nunley is drunk, people would say, oh, you're trashing the man. But you can vouch that it's true, that he was.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So there you go.
Yeah. I don't know why he was. Was he always drunk like that all the time?
Well, see, I don't know.
Yeah. We don't know. I just know he had a bad attitude that night. I know that for some reason.
A lot of people didn't like him, I found out. I'm not going to say names, but a lot of people did not like him.
Yeah.
Now, Chuck White was always great. Mr. Tree?
Yeah, I don't
Flippo the Clown was great?
I don't remember. I didn't go see Flippo the Clown.
No, you think, oh, that was he was probably the biggest.
Really?
Yeah, celebrity.
Yeah.
He's a nice man.
Yeah, I never got to see him.
Chuck White was very nice.
Who'd you go to Flip of the Clown with?
I don't remember.
It was somebody.
Somebody.
I can't remember either.
It was his birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
Was it your friend Chris?
No. Nope.
Would you go see him? You went somewhere with Chris.
I think see Mark McEwen.
Oh, Mark McEwen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In any event, these were the Columbus people.
A lot of good people are down the
pike. But you didn't seem to like a lot of them.
No. But there's still a lot of good people down the pike, though.
They were all good broadcasters.
Yeah. You know, I liked Betty White when we got to meet her.
Oh, Joe Nuxall. He's hanging on the wall back here. Oh,
Joe Nuxall. Yeah, we saw...
Now, do you remember, though... Because I remember this well. I interviewed Joe Nuxall. Mm-hmm. Okay? But do you remember meeting Joe Nuxall the first time?
Well, I remember... Is we passed him on the road.
No. See, that's what... You have to remember this. Well, go ahead and tell that story. I don't think that's been told, but go ahead. But tell people who Joe Nuxall is.
Joe Nuxall played for the Cincinnati Reds.
But he was also the famous broadcaster of Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah. So, but we did pass him.
Yeah, but that's not where we met him. But go ahead.
No, we didn't meet him there.
No.
But we passed him and then...
We were supposed to interview him. This is a good story.
Yeah.
Joe was suffering from cancer, And we were set up a time to meet him, and you got us lost down in Cincinnati, Ohio. Fairfield. Hamilton.
How did I get us lost?
I don't know. We were in a bad part of town. I remember that, stopping at gas stations and calling to say, listen, we're going to be a little
way before GPSs, I know that.
So we finally get down to where Joe was on the golf course, and his son comes out and says, I'm sorry, guys. You just missed Joe. You drove all this way. I'm so sorry. So he takes us into the clubhouse, and he says, but I'll show you around. And as he's about to take us out on the green, Joe walked in and said, I saw a car coming down the road as I was driving in, and I didn't want you guys to have to drive all this way and not get an interview. And Joe came in, and he put off his cancer treatment to come in and do an interview.
Yeah.
And he died like 3 months later.
Really?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
I don't remember that. No.
Yeah, we did that in the summer, and he died like in November.
What year was that when we went down to see him?
A long time ago.
I know I was... Oh, I see the picture up there. On the wall.
Yes, I believe that was 2007.
2007? Wow.
Almost 20 years ago.
That's a long time ago.
The old left-hander.
Old left-hander.
Round third and home. He's a good guy.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I'm talking about the first time we met Joe.
I don't remember exactly.
Oh, see, this sprung in my head not too long ago. We met him at the Betty White event.
Oh, really?
You remember this?
I don't remember this.
Yes. You and I were waiting to meet Betty White at a big event down in Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay. And we're waiting and trying to find somebody, and here comes this guy, and he says, where's the John? Remember that?
I do remember that now.
Yes.
That was him.
Yeah, well, remember? Because he went into the bathroom, and then he comes out, and he says, have you seen my wife? Remember this?
I think it's coming. Yeah.
Yes. And we said, well, no, I didn't even know who his wife was. I said, no, okay. And he left. And then we said, oh, that was Joe Nuxall. He's been honored. He's being honored here with Betty White. Remember?
I remember that now.
Yes.
Yeah.
We met him at the bathroom.
Yeah. That was the odd place to meet somebody.
Yeah, well, I was just, there's a Joe Nuxall song I thought we might play here. Did you know there's a Joe Nuxall song?
No.
Oh, yes. But what are your memories of meeting him that first time when he was going to the bathroom?
It's very vague, but I do kind of remember you telling me now when he asked us where his wife was.
He looked well that night.
Yeah. But when we met him at the actual... What do we interview him at the actual park?
Park.
Where do we go to interview him?
The golf course.
Golf course. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he loved his golf.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe this is the Joe Nuxall song. Wonderful song for a good man. His voice crackles out, and it brings me down. Nuxall song here on W. He was a wonderful fellow. Now, we met him going to the bathroom, though.
Yeah, that's an odd place to meet somebody, yeah.
But he's a nice man.
Yep. That's a good song that they wrote for him.
You know, they wrote two songs.
Oh, they did.
They certainly did. Here's the other one. I don't know how much we'll get through there. He was that popular. Two songs. That's terrible. That was terrible quality.
Yeah.
Maybe this is it. Well, that's one we just heard, wasn't it?
Yep.
You know, maybe this is it. Oh, no, that sounds like depression. You know, I can't remember what the song was called. There's another Joe Nuxall song. But, you know, Joe was a good broadcaster because he didn't know what he was doing.
What do you mean?
Well, he didn't know what he was doing. Do you think he knew what he was doing?
You don't think he knew what he was doing?
I'm sure he didn't.
Maybe not. I don't know.
You thought he did?
I always thought he did a good job broadcasting.
He didn't know the names and things like that, you know.
Well, it's very hard to know the names pretty with all the players.
Well, he should try, though.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. There is another song, but I can't remember what it is. But anyway.
Yeah.
Joe Nuxall. There's another wonderful guy.
Yeah.
So, who else on the list? We went through here.
Harry Carey.
Well, we never met Harry Carey.
Oh, yeah, we didn't meet him. No.
No. But the phone lines are open if you have a Joe Nuxall story. You know, Joe Nuxall was the voice of the Reds for many, many years.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Then they fired him.
What are they firing him for?
Well, because he didn't know what he was doing.
Oh.
Yeah. He was up there a long time, but he just wasn't coherent.
Yeah.
He got to the point where he just didn't know.
Yeah. Sad.
See, that's why you have to know when to leave the broadcast booth.
You got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him.
No, you shouldn't stay too long.
Yeah.
You know, I think there comes a point where you've got to go.
Right.
And some people don't know when to go.
Right.
And the people had to tell Joe to go.
Yeah.
But I think he was doing songs right up till the end.
But you know what? He definitely was a good baseball player on top of the broadcaster.
He was the youngest person ever to play baseball
in
the major leagues, 15 years old. Again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, have you heard that Taylor Swift released a new album? And one of her songs apparently is a little dirty.
X-rated. I heard about that.
You heard about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's after Travis Kelce.
Well,
that's what they're saying.
I read this story, and I really don't know. I'll read as much as I can of this. But here's what happened. Taylor Swift took over The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on Monday, and during a segment where she broke down the creation and meaning behind a number of her songs on her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, the singer-songwriter blushed when it came time to talk about Wood, which is the song, I believe, Wood. The track is a funk-inspired love song about her fiancé, Travis Kelce, but many fans were shocked just to hear how explicit Swift's lyrics got when discussing the show on the podcast with Jimmy Fallon. So, you know, I'm not going to say what the lyrics were, but she broke down into laughter. So, what do you make of this?
It's one of her techniques that she always does, you know, like...
Yeah, I think that's what she's doing here. I think she's doing what she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she does.
So I don't think that it's really a dirty song.
No.
No. I think she's just doing her thing that she does with the men.
Right.
You know, she can't say that she's breaking up with this guy.
Yeah.
So she's doing dirty words and suggestive things to try to get people to pay attention.
Yep. And it's working.
And here we are, paying attention.
She's very smart. She is one smart cookie, and she knows how to market her songs, I'm telling you.
Oh, she's very smart.
She is.
That's why she's a mogul.
Yeah.
Mogul. And so I don't know, but here we are. Oh, the song's dirty and all this sort of thing. I don't think it's dirty.
Yeah. I don't think they'd be playing it on the radio.
Well, apparently they had to switch the lyrics up, I guess.
Yeah. I heard something about that.
I mean, I don't know. You think this is a turnoff for people? You think she's dirty?
She might be going down the wrong pipe. I hope somebody's not leading her in the wrong direction. I mean, even though she's a billionaire, she can do what she wants. but I hope she's not leading herself down the wrong path by doing that. But she has a follower. She has followings.
Well, you know somebody would call in when we're talking about provocativeness. Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Okay.
Hassan,
48-28, Harding at Pleasant High School.
Oh, Harding's beating Pleasant?
Yes, it's all over.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to beat River Valley and Pleasant this year.
Okay.
Hey.
I'll get back with you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. The Harding versus Harding's doing fairly well this year. Harding over Pleasant.
Wow.
Well, and again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Wow, Harding beat Pleasant and River Valley, both of their rivals.
Yeah. Interesting.
I think that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk that at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not me.
Not me, yes.
But they did.
They did.
Well, I'm happy. Your school doesn't do anything, do they?
Richardville, no. We used to, back when I was in school, we had a good football team.
Do they even have a team?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Where are they?
They're just not around.
What league are they in? Do they play like Little League?
No, they don't play Little League.
Well, I haven't seen them for a while.
Well, they just haven't had a good football team for a while. But back when I was in high school, though, we had a heck of a team.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Look it up.
Look it up where?
Look it up on the internet.
Ridgedale.com?
Yeah, Ridgedale.com.
No, I don't think so. What did they do?
I think we went to the championship.
No.
I believe.
I don't believe that's true.
You know that.
I would remember that.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know.
I went to your high school graduation, and there was hardly anybody there.
Oh, no, we had a whole, our gymnasium.
No, but your gymnasium could only seat 20 people.
We used to hold the Browns versus Cincinnati.
What are you talking about?
The basketball teams.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Why would they come to Ridgedale?
That's because we had the indoor state. We had the indoor arena. It was.
It looked like a dump when I was there.
No.
That's what I remember.
Did you?
And also, I
huge.
Spoke to the Kiwanis out there one time, I think.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
It's out in the boons.
It's out in the boonies, yeah.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice people, though.
Yeah, nice people.
Nice people.
Yeah.
What's your favorite memory of high school?
Oh, my goodness. I really don't have one. I'll be honest with you. I can't think of any.
Not the championship football season or anything?
No, I like school altogether, you know. I like going to school.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, you know what? I think Taylor Swift is smart, and once again, she gets it all the publicity by saying it's a dirty song. But it's not. I don't think it is a dirty song.
No, but the original probably is.
If she is dirty, who cares? She's of age.
Yeah.
People say a lot worse.
I know, but a lot of young kids following her.
Okay.
So, and they're kind of...
Well, what does that mean? I mean, you can't decide who's going to follow you.
No, I know that, but she has a lot of younger kids that are...
But she's not Sesame Street.
I imagine if they probably look it up, statistics, she probably has more younger kids that are following her than they do older people.
Maybe.
I could be wrong on that, but...
But what's that have to do with the tone of her song?
The words and stuff. You want to watch the words and stuff. You don't want the little kids and everybody to...
Well, then people won't buy it.
Well, they say it's rated R, right? Or something? Rated XR?
Well, if it is, it is. I don't know. All I'm saying, what does it matter?
I mean, yeah, you'd be a certain age, but... To get it.
If you put something out, your fans will either buy it or they won't buy it.
Right.
It's like Bad Bunny.
I still don't understand who Bad Bunny is.
Well, I don't know who he is, but I don't know why anybody cares that he's the halftime show. Why is this such a thing?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen you before. I don't even know what the guy looked like.
I've seen him.
Oh, you have?
I have, but I don't know anything he does. But I don't understand why it's such a controversy.
So is he better than Jelly Roll?
I've never seen Jelly Roll perform.
No.
No.
Yeah.
What does Jelly Roll sing?
Oh, I can't remember. He sings a whole bunch of different songs.
Well, see, there you go. We don't know anything.
No.
No.
I don't know.
So you really don't know anything more about Jelly Roll than you know about Bad Bunny?
I don't.
Okay. Either one. So what do you know? You don't know, but you know Taylor Swift.
I do know Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That's only because she's in the headlines all the time.
Well, Jelly Roll used to be in prison.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I know that, yes. Huh. So should he not be allowed to release things to children?
He redeemed himself.
Well, he's... Well, so what?
What did he go to prison for?
I don't know.
Oh.
But he did.
You should interview him and ask him why he went to prison then.
I don't think I would want to know what Jelly Roll is doing. Jelly Roll doesn't... I don't even... What's his name?
Don't know. I don't know.
Now, how come that's not negative? Now, if I would have called Jim Ganahl Jelly Roll, people would have had a problem.
Well, Jelly Roll is Jelly Roll.
I understand that.
He called himself Jelly Roll.
Well, why did he call himself Jelly Roll?
You have to ask him.
You think if he was thin and slim, he would have called himself Jelly Roll?
Well, he is slim now, I think.
Right, but he was a large man then. Right?
Right.
Okay. So, what if I would call somebody Jelly Roll, who was a large man? People wouldn't like that.
Well, it's because he called himself this, probably why.
So, if you call yourself a name, it's okay.
Probably.
But if other people say it, it's wrong.
And if it's, I don't know, I guess, yeah. If you're in the way. Yeah.
Well, that seems a little bit of a fallacy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think if it's bad, it's bad.
If it's good, it's good.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know. Jelly Roll is not a profanity. It's a donut, isn't it?
Yes, it's a donut.
Okay. So, he named himself after a donut.
Yeah.
His wife is very angry, though.
Really?
Yeah, because a lot of people are saying he looks good now that he's lost the weight. And she's saying he looked good before he lost the weight. She doesn't like that.
Yeah. His wife is actually pretty.
Well, what's wrong with that?
No, she is. She's easy on the eyes.
I know a lot of women who like the bigger men.
That's fine.
I don't know about the 450 like Jelly Roll.
I don't know if he was 450.
He was big.
Oh, really?
He was big.
Hmm.
You know, it's hard to believe he went to prison.
I did not know he went to prison.
Usually you lose some weight in the old clink.
Really?
Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah, because you bread and water.
No, they don't give you bread and water. This isn't the medieval times. No. No, no. Does anybody know about the Jelly Roll prison? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I wonder if they gave him Jelly Rolls in prison. Maybe that is his nickname in prison.
Maybe that's what it is. You're exactly right. Maybe that's how he got his...
Because prisoners sometimes give each other nicknames.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where he got his name from.
Like stage door and keyhole and...
Maybe Adam would know that answer.
What?
Where Jelly Roll got his name from.
Well, he can talk to you if he wants to discuss that.
I'm just saying, Adam might know.
Do you want to talk to Adam about Jelly Roll? I don't know. I don't know anything about Jelly Roll.
Yeah, I don't either.
Can you have different jelly in a jelly roll, an actual jelly roll?
Well, you have grape jelly, you can have grape jelly. You can have strawberry jelly.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have different.
So what is a jelly roll?
Jelly? You don't know what a jelly roll
no,
is?
No, if I ordered a jelly roll, what would I get?
It's a roll with jelly in it.
Okay. Well, that explains it all.
There you go.
Well, I've never seen a jelly roll in a bakery.
You haven't seen a jelly roll
in it? A roll with jelly in it? No, I've seen jelly donuts.
Well, yeah, that's what it is.
Well, it's not a jelly roll.
Well, no, but...
What's a jelly roll, then? You said it's a roll with donuts.
It's a roll.
Well, a donut is not a roll.
It's a donut roll.
A donut is not a roll.
It can be.
So there actually isn't a jelly roll.
I guess not.
Okay.
I made it up.
Well, he made it up. It's his name.
Oh, yeah, he made it up.
But, yeah. But, so there is no jelly roll.
Probably not.
Have you ever really seen a jelly roll?
I'm not sure.
I've seen cake rolls. I've seen pumpkin rolls. They're popular this time of year.
Yeah.
Like pumpkin spice.
Yeah. I don't know. Good question.
Jelly roll.
Well, you know, he made millions over that name. Millions.
But does that make it right?
Well, that he made...
Yeah. If you make a lot of money over something, just does that make it okay if it's wrong?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you think it's wrong?
No.
Oh.
I think it's fine. I don't understand why anybody would be upset to be called Jelly Roll. So if I call somebody Jelly Roll now, how do they know I'm not calling them the singer?
Because they, it's not their name.
I understand that. But you called, like, Mr. T. You went for Halloween, Mr. T, 1 year. If I said Mr. T, you're not Mr. T.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, you mean if somebody dresses up like Jelly Roll?
I'm saying if somebody looked like Jelly Roll, and I say, hey, Jelly Roll. Okay.
That's making fun of somebody.
Now, why?
Because that's crossing the line.
Okay.
The line is crossed there.
But the man's name is Jelly Roll. What am I supposed to say?
Yeah.
A convict?
If you see it to him, it's different because he's the one who came up with that name.
But what if somebody resembles Jelly Roll?
Resembles?
Yes.
Like somebody dresses up like
looks
him?
Looks like him.
I don't know. They might get offended.
But isn't that really bad on him that you're offended to be looking like this man?
Well, you don't look like that anymore.
So what if I call a thin man Jelly Roll?
I don't know.
I just don't know if Jelly Roll's a dig.
No, I don't know. It could be, it could not be, you know?
Like, if I call a girl Taylor Swift, now am I saying she's dirty?
Because of the new lyrics.
Right.
Yeah.
See, people have to stop being... If everything offends everybody, then everything's offensive. People got to calm... If you're offended by something, maybe it's you that has the problem.
My nose just started running like a sieve.
God, oh, my.
Lord.
Maybe it's your brains coming out.
Is that what it is?
You've been thinking too hard tonight.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think it's fine.
Yeah.
I think Jelly Roll should do what Jelly Roll wants to do.
Right.
And I think if Taylor Swift does dirty lyrics, well, you know what? People will either buy it or they won't.
Right.
You always have to leave it up to the consumer to decide.
Yeah.
We can't make decisions on their behalf.
Right.
Now, Matt's got a show coming up that he taped earlier in the week.
Is it about football?
I believe it's about football and some politics and some other things. The government shut down. How do you feel about that?
You know what? I hope it's not going to be... When's the last one? The last one was shut down for what?
Like 30 days or something.
30 days or something? Yeah. I hope this one ain't going to be this long.
Well, we can only hope.
Yeah. Hopefully they can fix the problem.
We hope.
Yeah.
So out of the whole Columbus, Ohio celebrity bunch, who was your favorite?
Oh, my goodness gracious. You asked me too quick. Probably... Probably Joe Nuxall.
He was in Cincinnati.
Oh, you mean
Columbus?
Probably Joe Holbrook then.
Well, you say that like you're not happy with it.
No, I mean probably him when I met him. He was really nice when I talked to him that time.
I thought maybe Colleen.
Colleen was good. Yeah.
Least favorite.
Jimmy Crum.
Yeah. Don't have to think about it.
Don't have to think about it.
Now, who's your least... Well, if you wore shoes, you wouldn't have that trouble. Who's your least favorite altogether?
Jimmy.
Really? Out of all the people over all the years, your most hated is Jimmy Crum?
Yep.
Why?
The way he carried himself that night and the way he acted towards me in the car and everything, I just thought it was kind of rude. I didn't do nothing to him.
And that's why you about ran him over.
I did not run him over.
No, you didn't run him over, but it came close.
I didn't mean to do that.
Well, I don't think that's what the cops would have said.
No. You think so?
Now, I think in a court of your own peers, it would have been a little different.
I plead the fifth on that one.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, it's fine. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
He died of natural causes.
Yeah.
Watching an Ohio State game. Think about that.
Yep.
The dean of sports died in an, some chair or something.
Is that what it was?
Well, I don't really know.
Oh.
I wasn't there. But I know it was during the Ohio State game.
Oh, really?
It was. The championship game.
Who told you that?
Well, he died that night. I remember after the game was over, they came on and said, Jimmy Crum has died.
Oh.
And that's a little depressing.
Yeah.
Because then the next day, we're not talking about the game anymore. We're talking about the death of Jimmy Crum.
Right.
I don't think anybody went to the funeral, though.
Nobody did?
No, I don't think so. And they won't tell you where he's buried.
Wonder why.
Well, because I think people would probably go settle up with him.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sally Flowers. She's buried in Columbus.
Sally Flowers. Bruce Lyons.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Issa Stricker. Lima.
Looks like your grandmother.
Issa Stricker, like...
If the people want to know what your grandmother looked like, go Google Easter Striker.
Easter Striker.
What else you got? Who else you got?
Oh, I lost track. Dorothy Fulltime.
Dorothy Fulltime.
Cleveland.
Best of them all.
Yeah. She was the best.
Yeah. And?
And who am I missing?
Marion.
Oh, Madge Cooper.
And Mount Vernon.
I don't remember that
Helen one. Zelkowitz.
Why do I always forget her?
she lived a long time, too.
Yeah, I always forget her.
All these women lived, well, Easter didn't, but a lot of them lived to very old ages.
Yeah.
Sally was a big lady. Well, Matt's show's coming up next. Did you have a good time tonight?
I had a good time.
Well, what's your favorite part? Well, you're welcome.
Just talking about good old days and stuff like that.
Well, it's always fun to reminisce.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week. Matt's show's coming up next. It's all new here on WGH Talk. For Sean Kraft, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanical.com.